Let's just go back now to when Helen first rang in.
Hello, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Basically, the point I wanted to make was that people have their own level of rock bottom.
Yes.
I don't think addicts can be told when to stop. You have to stop when... I mean, I stopped when I realised suddenly I had nothing. But I still drank after I lost my partner, I lost my daughter, I'm losing my house.
So this is...
I still carried on drinking.
This is happening at the moment, then?
Yeah, I joined AA last week.
Oh, Helen.
So, but, I mean, I still carried on drinking for a good 6 months, you know.
So your partner took your daughter when...
Yes, he left.
When he left, and
yeah.
You were in no state
to... I just carried on drinking, felt sorry for myself.
How did you formulate the plan? What happened on the day you left the house and walked to the AA meeting?
Well, I still got my house, and I phoned up. And I don't know why. I was drunk at the time.
Really?
I just felt miserable, and I thought, I cannot live like this any longer. And I rang up, and someone picked me up the next day and took me to a meeting.
They came to get you?
Yeah. And I had no idea what it was going to be like. But I've been... It'll be a week tomorrow.
Oh, bless you.
And I've been to 5 meetings out of 7 in a week.
Yes.
And it's really helped.
What's the longest you went without a drink before this week?
Well, it would say last year.
Okay.
I had a spell in rehab, but I wasn't ready.
And you'd been given the ultimatum, presumably, by your partner. He had said to you, if you don't sort this out, I'm off. And that even that wasn't enough to get
no,
you...
No, yeah. Yeah, and my daughter, too. She said, well, she couldn't stay with me because I was so unreliable. And I don't blame her. But I'm doing it for me, initially, now.
Yes.
I think that's the important thing. If I get better, then they will see that I'm better.
And you...
And things will get better.
I get that completely. And you, I think, are not... You haven't rung me up to support Ian Duncan Smith's proposal.
No, not necessarily.
Well, it's interesting that you say not necessarily, because in a way, the threat of having money removed and the threat of your partner and daughter leaving can be seen in the same light, and they didn't work. But once they'd gone, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you would have made that phone call last week if your partner and your daughter were still there.
I don't know.
No, of course you don't.
I really don't know. No, because he, addicts quite often, get with someone who's good at doing things, and then they will, they're very reliable people.
An enabler.
Yeah. And they will do everything for you. But when he went, suddenly, oh my God, I had to start paying bills and things like that. And I had to keep buying my drink. It was awful. It was just awful. I just hit rock bottom. I didn't have any money. I didn't know what to do. And if someone takes your money away, I don't know what they're going to do. I would have perhaps started stealing. I don't know. I really don't know.
You wouldn't have had a sort of road to Damascus type conversion to sobriety. You'd have just done what you had to do to get a drink.
Oh, yes. I do believe that.
You're in a better place now than you were.
Yeah, very much so. Even just after a week. I mean, I'm still feeling pretty... edgy, obviously.
Of course.
But I know I'm doing the right thing.
When are the toughest times?
At the moment, all day.
So were you drinking constantly before?
Yeah, with Jeremy Kyle, yeah.
Well, you stay with me, Helen. You need to keep that television off and stay with me every morning.
You know, I think you're right.
I'll give you
like
something
you.
To think about. I won't let you get sucked into that vapid, intellectually bereft zone. You need your grey cells whirring if you're listening to this programme. So you stay with me for as long as you can.
I might well have another subject that I could be an expert on. You never know.
Well, this is it. I look forward to your second call. But you see why I asked you the last question I did, which was about the fact that it was, in a sense, I know that you say you're doing it for yourself and you have to. There's no point even pretending. But it was external factors that possibly helped. And if we give Ian Duncan Smith the benefit of the doubt on this one, he's saying, well, it's better than doing nothing. It's not going to work for everybody, but if having the benefit removed has an effect upon that addict or that alcoholic there, similar to the effect that perhaps having your family removed did for you, perhaps, I'm saying, then maybe we need to give him a break.
Well, I don't know. I think everyone has their own level of rock bottom, whatever that may be.
And it's unlikely to be reached as a result of having your benefits reduced.
Very unlikely. Personal view, obviously, but coming from what I think I would have done.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'll just read you a quick text that came in while you were talking.
Sure.
Best of luck to Helen. Much love to her. And there's quite a few like that.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And you look after yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Take care, Helen.
Okay.
We'll talk again. Indeed we will. This is back in real time now. It's 10:15 on Tuesday morning. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC 97.3. I did something I'm going to start doing rather more often on the programme after that show. And we got back in touch with Helen to sort of recognise that by being brave enough to ring in, it had, I suppose, demanded a responsibility on our part to keep an eye on the story. And that is exactly what we have done with Helen's help. She's been keeping a diary for us in the ensuing 4 weeks, and the first bit of it is ready for you to hear now.
Hi, this is Helen. I've just sat down. It's the Saturday the 2nd of June. It's 5:30, and I'm sitting in my lounge for the first time today, really, and I'm absolutely shattered. I've been so busy. This morning I cooked a chicken, I dyed my hair, went and collected the dog, who I share with my partner, and as well as my daughter. And I took the wee dog out for a walk, and I've over the park, and then I've got home, and I'm absolutely really tired. I've had a bit of an up and down week. I've been doing things again, things that I haven't bothered to pick up on. I received some time ago a reminder about getting my eyes tested again, because it had been a year and a half, which I didn't bother with before. So I rang up and made an appointment on Tuesday, 29th, and managed to get an appointment for the same day and pick some glasses, and they're coming in 12 days. So that's quite good. I'm looking forward to getting those. And then on the Wednesday, I had a hospital appointment. I discovered that I've got an hereditary syndrome, if you like. It's called Factor V Leaders, which means that I'm a bit more prone to blood clotting. Yesterday, the 1st of June, I bought a printer, a wireless printer, with the money that I've saved from not drinking. I bought it in the sale, in a computer shop sale, and I was delighted with it, but the price of the cartridges is almost as expensive as the printer. And I didn't think it was much of a bargain after that. I sort of felt cheated. But still, I'm happy with it, and hopefully the cartridge will last long. And that's another little project I want to start doing. I've got a laminator, so I'm going to start laminating some of my favourite pictures, and some for my daughter, and brighten her room up a bit, which needs doing. So when she does come and stay with me, that the place will be much nicer for her. I'm working on doing other things as well to brighten up her room, and hopefully they'll come to fruition as the days go by. I mean, I'm saving money at the moment, but I'm spending it as fast as I save it at the moment.
Aren't we all, Helen? Honestly, I love that line about bought a printer with all the money I saved from not drinking. That, by then, I think she'd only been off the sauce for a fortnight. But, of course, the slap around the chops that came with the realisation of how much cartridges cost. I want you to pay attention, just to sort of track the progress. Helen is listening today. She is obviously party to all of this. And it's, I hope, a way of shining a light into something that All right, look, I'll level with you. I don't want these to sound like phone-in topics anymore. I don't like these stories that involve people's personal experiences, people's lives, people's dreams and hopes and nightmares, and then I just clock off at 1 o'clock and go and have a pasty in Greg's and watch the cricket. It just seems to me irresponsible and not very nice, which is why we're trying to follow this story and support this lady.
So here I am in my lounge, just after 5:30. And I'm just trying to have a rest before I have to get up again. My daughter and her friend are staying over tonight, so I should enjoy the peace while it lasts. She'll be back in a couple of hours. And, it's been a funny old week. I haven't drunk a drop, I'm happy to say, and I'm celebrating today 2 weeks and 2 days. Being sober, and I'm delighted with myself. It feels a lot longer, to be honest. Maybe this is, I'm actually living life in real time now. I hadn't thought of that. Usually just being all sluggish and falling asleep and waking up and drinking and falling asleep and waking up and drinking again. God, what a miserable life. I certainly feel better now. I feel every day gets better. I'm still a bit shaky. At one point, I was knocking over more drinks than I was when I was a drinker. Yeah, still a bit shaky, sort of knocking things over and stuff, and but I can cope with that. No use crying over spilt milk.
At least it's milk, I suppose. And of course, that line there, finding out what it's like to live life in real time, that's the big surprise for Helen. Instead of having that sort of alcohol-infused sluggishness, either drunk or hungover or somewhere in between, living life in real time. 4 weeks or so in, if that was you, and you're now a few years in to your recovery, what advice would you give yourself when you were just 4 weeks in? This is the last excerpt for the time being.
Well, I'm feeling very happy. I'm feeling tired but happy. I feel like I've actually achieved something this week. You know, I've been waking up feeling good, none of that horrible dry mouth, feeling sick and headachy and blurry. You know, waking up feeling good. I've got so much more energy. It's wonderful. I don't feel like the same person at all, and it's just getting better all the time. And it's about time soon that I caught up with a few friends who I've just sort of managed to distance myself from. I think I owe them decency of an explanation of how I've been and how I am now. I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to getting back into doing a few more social things.
She sounds, forgive me, but the word I'm thinking of is perkier. And I'm looking forward to finding out your thoughts and responses to what you've just heard. This is LBC 97.3. I'm James O'Brien.